Leona Lewis is on 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East, and this is the Best Mix in the Morning show for Friday with music news now brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. Miley Cyrus tells Capital FM that she and Elton John have recorded a cover of Metallica's Nothing Else Matters. She says, I did a Metallica cover of Nothing Else Matters featuring Elton John on piano. I've got Yo-Yo Ma, Chad Smith, and so many all-stars in this band. I'm so excited about this collaboration, she says. I mean, having Elton John and Metallica and me, I love when ingredients don't quite fit, or it seems like a concoction that no one ever would put together, and you gotta have someone like the song's producer, Andrew Watt, that will take that risk. Lindsey Buckingham tells Rolling Stone magazine that he is disappointed about the way things ended between him and Fleetwood Mac. He says, I'm heartbroken about not doing another tour with Fleetwood Mac. Not exactly, because I can see that there are many other areas to look into. But the one thing that does bother me and breaks my heart is that we spent 43 years always finding a way to rise above our personal differences and our difficulties to pursue and articulate a higher truth. That is our legacy. That is what the songs are all about. This is not the way you end something like this. And Huey Lewis in the News tells Pop Classic magazine that he never thought the band's iconic Sports album would spawn a whopping 6 hit songs. He says, if you didn't have a hit single, you didn't exist in the 80s, so we decided to produce ourselves in our own hometown, not in LA like everybody else, because we wanted to make those commercial decisions ourselves. He says, we didn't know we were going to have 6 hits, we just wanted one, but we also didn't know if it was going to be a rocker or a ballad. If you listen to the Sports album now, it sounds like a record of its time, a collection of singles. That's what the market demanded, and that's what we did, and that's probably the last commercial decision we made, because after that record went kaboom, he says, we made a deal with ourselves that we'd only do things for creative reasons rather than financial ones, and haven't done since. And he says, I'm proud of that. That's music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning show at 98.3 The Coast.